राय राधिकायै तदामि कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय उदे वेरी सेक्रेट डे इन अवर लाइन चैतन्य महाप्रभु टूक संन्यास एंड ही बिगन टू सर्च हिज ब्रदर And this day he searched his brother was in Pandu, Pandarpur, and he has left his body. He took sannyas from any sannyasi and in Pandu, Pandarpur, on the bank of river Bhima, He took samadhi. Here, on the bank of river Bhima Nadi, Mahaprabhu went there and discovered. And then, this day, today, he shaved his hair, though he was observing Chaturmasya Vrata. For 4 months, very strictly, not shaving for 4 months, no nail cutting, nothing, so many things not to take, like some green leaves, shark, inshaman, bhadra, dadi, milk. And after that, in Kartik month, mustard oil and so many things, rangels, never to take, so many things. And he used to follow, observe all these things very strongly. Nowadays, we see that they don't follow all these things. Our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, are very strong in this. He told our Guru Maharaj and Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, that take my photo of Chaturmasya Vrat. For 4 months I never shaved, and Prabhupada, he told that take my photo and always keep, otherwise so many so-called disciples will tell, oh, Prabhupada never observed. So he was strictly following. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always strictly following. I think that in Western countries, Swamiji went there and he gave so much concessions. And that is why he also, it may be that he used to save. Not this, like this, only. Because he was giving concession there. They cannot follow strictly. There are no so many vegetables. So trying, it may be tomatoes and some fulkovi.
Cauliflower.
Also, he used to take and he allowed them. Also gajar. So I also, here not in India, but in Western countries, I also give some concession for this. If they like, they can. But we don't. We should strictly follow our line, proper line from Mahaprabhu to Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and my. In Western countries, something. Should be given concession. But here very strict. If we cannot follow, how we can follow Krishna? And we can how serve Radha and Krishna? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu today, he did Mundan among 4 months, after 2 months. So from there, in our line we follow this. After 2 months, on the day of Vishwarupa call, we used to say, luckily and fortunately, Srila Abhacharanar Bhakti, Abhacharan Day, not Dasadigai. After taking initiation, he became Abhacharan Dasadigari. So, he became penniless, and about 1 month before he came, reached here, in Keshavji Gauriya Math. And he was at that time penniless. I requested him that don't stay anywhere else, or you should come, you are my Shiksha Guru, and you are friend of my Guru, and you are very senior devotee of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. I know you from 1946. So I requested him and he allowed that I will be here. So there was a 2 rooms here. In this room I was, and I requested him to be on the next room of mine. But when temple was made, oh, I went to that room and I requested him to go in front of that. And he used to write whole night he used to write. And from here, he used to publish one magazine before, League of Devotees. He established League of Devotees. And later on he made it Krishna Consciousness. And 3 volumes of Srimad Bhagavat he published from Delhi. And he presented to me. And I used to correct his Hindi in that magazine. What was? Hindi. Bhagavad Darshan or what? I don't know. And he continued with also from Jhansi. But he left Jhansi after that. So, he was here. I requested him that you are so qualified, and Srila Prabhupada wanted you to preach in Western countries, especially in English. And you served him giving so many articles in magazine Harmonist and so many. So you are very qualified. You should try to follow the order of your Gurudev. So why you are not taking sannyas, renounce order? Oh, I used to fear from this. When he initiated me, my Prabhupada, then I began to read Srimad Bhagavat and I saw a sloka there. Jasya Nugranami Harishe Tat Dhamrasana. That whom I accept, I make them a street beggar. So I fear that what will be my faith. Oh, I have a good family, my wife, 2 sons, three sons or 4 sons, and so many daughters. Oh, what will become? Now I am very wealthy, and after that what will become? But after 1 month or 2 months after initiation, he became manager of Bengal Chemical, and he left it. He was so much a Swabhimani. Swabhimani? Proud of himself. He never jadi unke vyaktitva par koi kuch kaha de to wo mante nahi the.
Self-sufficient.
He could not bear anything against his
Swabhiman. His proud.
So he left and then he came to Allahabad and he started his own business, any chemical, rare chemical, and he also fell. Then he started a very weak medical shop and after 1 year it also fell. Then he began to advertise himself with medicines like a medical representative and he also fell and became beggar. Then he came here in Mathura to sell his some medicines and in the meantime I met him and I requested him and brought him. Then I requested him, what you are doing these bogus things? You have not come to this world for these bogus things. To sell medicine. You are representative of Krishna, Mahaprabhu. You should remember yourself and take sannyas and renounce order. You are friend of my Gurudev, very bosom friend. He is about to come, he will come in 4-5 days. So you should be prepared to take sannyas. Then Muni Maharaj was here. Any photo? Muni Maharaj told he was at that time of 95 years age. He told that if you are taking, I must take renounce order with you. So he inspired him so much. And then our Gurudev came. I told my Gurudev that why you are not compelling him. He cannot disobey you. He is your bosom friend. You must pressure him on him that he should take sannyas order. Then one day Gurudev and they were joking each other and sitting in this room. There was a room of Gurudev and they were talking each other. Then I went there and I requested my Gurudev, why you are not telling him to take sannyas? Then my Gurudev told me, now it is best time to take sannyas. You should not fear what is to be done has been done. Your wife has left you, your son has left you, everyone has left, your all wealth has gone away, now you are a straight beggar. Then our Guru Maharaj told him and then he became ready. That's today where you are sitting in the middle of this room in front of deities, his own deity, Mahaprabhu, here with Krishna. This deity was for Jhansi. And then they did not accept the proposal of Swamiji and he left. And then he came and then today he took sannyas. I was priest, I made his danda, uttariya and all other things and I taught him how to use all these things. Though he was so much senior to me, he was my Shiksha Guru, but I also became his Shiksha Guru in this, that how to take sannyas and how to do all these things, how to take these things, everything. And then here kirtan was done by Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, or Sesai Prabhu here, and so many were there. And he took sannyas here. Oh, kirtan. What kirtan? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama. along all the time. He was taking sannyas. Kirtan was always, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was doing always kirtan, not stopping, no stop. And he took sannyas and then he began to preach in Agra. He went to Agra and then he went to Delhi and then he came to Vrindavan, Radha Damodar. And for the blessing of Rupa Goswami, he was there, very near to him. I used to go there. At that time also he was penniless. I used to give my chadar, where we used to see no bed, nothing, very simple life. And he used to anyhow make roti, chapati. He used to roll them and I used to keep it on fire and make it. And with ghee, he was very tasty person. Very. He was fond of very sweets and delicious food. And he used to know, he knew, oh, the preparation, how beautiful and tasteful preparation he can do. He used to teach others. Also sometimes I have heard and seen, and in his letter I have known that he used to cook himself and to teach others how to cook delicious food. Even he was in New York, he used to write me that, oh, very sweet peda of Mathura, you should send for me 10 kilos, not less than that, 10 kilos. So, here he took sannyas. I want that, oh, you seniors should remember his past times and how he was very strong personality and how he preached in a very couple of years in whole world, established so many preaching centers and wrote so many books, published so many books in so many languages very soon. And he did the parikrama of the whole world about how many times? 11 times. And he is giving chance that you should do more than me. So he is arranging. And he is calling always me that, oh, you have done 8 times?
10 times.
And he is telling that you should, at least you should complete 15 times. Because sometimes disciples, Guru wants to make his disciple more than himself. And then he becomes so happy. Oh, my disciple is preaching here, there, so much. Like a father. Maharaj Dasarath, when heard that, oh, Ramchandra is so much strong, he can defeat whole world, and he was very happy. Like Nanda Maharaj, when he heard that my son Krishna has lifted Govardhan on his for 7 days, oh, he became so happy that my son, oh, how he is victorious. So a guru becomes so happy if his disciples are qualified. My Gurudev also will be very happy if I am going here and there. He will shower his mercy on me. So Swamiji also like this. So I think in this meeting, or Shyamrani and his very senior disciple, his dear disciple of Chadurani, will speak something glorifying him and give a Pushpanjali on his lotus feet. Then after that we will do archan, and after then in evening again class will be there and so many will glorify him. You can come and stand.
Golok Vrinda more over. You are telling the pastimes of Krishna at Radhakund, even not Govardhan. Oh, you should speak couple of minutes. Met him when 1946, when there was no ISKCON. He was simply a Grihastha Vaishnava. And he met in Calcutta. But he was friend of my Gurudev from 1923. My Guru was, Maharaj was senior somewhat. He joined Srila Prabhupada in 1916. And he left his studies in university and everything in 1918, and he fully joined. And then in 23, Abhay Charanargun was initiated by Srila Prabhupada. First Harinam and after that, not Brahman, initiation. We don't know what is Brahman Diksha. This is only for two Western countries. Diksha Mane Isibhuka. So, in 1941, our Guru Maharaj established Gaudiya Vedanta Society. And he was one of the establishers of the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. So, from beginning he was very intimate with Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. One of the founders. So when I met in 1946, no ISKCON, nothing was there. He was alone, but he was serving his Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in so many ways. When I saw him, I was very attracted. Why? What was the reason that I was attracted? This is my nature, intuitive nature, that who are friends, my Gurudev, who used to help my Gurudev, who had done a little service to my Gurudev. Those who glorify my Gurudev, oh, I like them. I can give life for them. So I saw that though my Gurudev was sannyasi, renounced order sannyasi, and he was a grihastha, but Guru Maharaj gave him same seat like him, not less than him, though he was grihastha. We only know that the devotion of any person is a standard to respect. So my Gurudev was very much giving importance to this person, and so I attended. There must be something, some qualification that my Gurudev is so much giving honor to this person. And then I began to serve him. And he was so much attracted. At that time I was too young, only of 25, likewise. So he was so much attracted to me. And he used to talk with me at that time. I know him very well, very strong character. He never feared anyone. He was like a lion, like his Prabhupada, and like our Gurudev, like lion. he used to quote all the arguments of anyone who were like Mayavadi, who are like Sahajiya or so many things. They never tolerated them. No compromise with them. Never. So it was very strong. At that time, I remember Sir Radhakrishnan was the president of India. He was one of the electoral giant in whole world. Very learned person, especially in Mayabad. And he wrote an article of what thing? Bhagavad Gita. And he told that, oh, Krishna's soul was Krishna, but his body was not soul. There was some difference between what? Between
Krishna and his soul.
Position and position. And then he wrote a very powerful article in our Patrika, Bhagavat Patrika. And it was sent to President of India. And he challenged that you can cut my arguments and you should reply. I am not writing as you are the President of India, but I am writing that because you are learned person of Advaitvad. And he cut all the arguments and it was sent to Radhakrishnan and he could not reply. I know that they cannot reply. So he was very strong. So many things. He also cut at the arguments of Murgi Mission. Do you know Murgi Mission? Those who cut Murgi's hands and tail. Who are they? Oh, Ramakrishna Mission. He never cared for them. He was so against and he cut them. They are all arguments. They are not religious persons. They are like what?
Welfare society.
Not even. Because even they can take cow fleshes and other things. They don't want to honor Gita. Rather they want to give importance of bread and butter. They don't believe in God. Who can give eternal bliss in heaven, but not bread and butter. So it is better to take cows chicken and all other things. He used to tell Vivekananda, not Vivekananda. What? Vivekananda, having no knowledge at all of all these things. Perhaps he has never read our epics, Ved, Upanishad and Srimad Bhagavatam. So, they are only social persons. They have nothing to do with the religious. So, he cut all the arguments. He was so fearless, like lion. He was in the line of our Guru Parampara. He used to follow all the doctrines, all the Acharan, Vaishnava Sadachar, Vaishnava Sadachar, you know? Vaishnava etiquette. I have not seen him that he used to take here so many Kanthi Mala here that I saw in his neck. Never I saw. So I want that we should totally follow him, not being a Sahajiya. He used to call them Sahajiya. So we should try to be very like a strong lion jumping. He was like so. He jumped the seven ocean from India and he went to New York. He was such a lion. And what he did? A miracle did. Oh, from hippies he made them happy. They are all are now happy. Before that they were all hippies. A gang of hippies became a high class of devotees.
He was so strong. What doing? He gave a lesson to this world that even a beggar, a street beggar, if he has a very strong will to serve his Gurudev and Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, he can jump anywhere in fire, in Alps and Himalayas, anywhere in ocean, anywhere he can go. And Krishna will help him. Being penniless, he jumped in the ocean. Anyhow, he went in navigation of Sindhya navigation. And what he did? Oh, only taking Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Oh, I am not seeing anyone. We never saw that anyone is seeing or not. We see, oh, all are seeing me. But he never did. And he was this, like this. Sometimes hippie, oh, used to dance on his singing. And they used to give him a bottle of wine. Oh, my friend. Sometimes cigarettes. They want to give him. And thus, but they were all very soon attracted to him and they gave up everything. I know him, how he was very strong. He never compromised with anyone who were against bhakti. Sahaji yaar sakhi bheki, especially of the Babaji's of Radha Kund, never compromised. Like my Gurudev and Prabhupada. But now so many are going there and taking Babaji base or from ISKCON also. So many. And what becomes? They become also like this bogus Babaji. So we should try to be like him and follow his line. Process, line and instruction. He used to tell that if there is a blind person and a lame person, oh, they can go anywhere they like. Like there is a blind person, he will take on his shoulders of lame person, and lame person will have eyes, and he will tell, oh, you should go by these, by these, by these. And then blind person will go and he will direct. So England, all the Western are blinds. Blind. And India is lame. What is the meaning? They have no wealth to preach all this mission in the whole world. But America has, and all Western countries are very wealthy. But they have no eyes. And India has eyes, but no legs. Lame. So if both will combine and compromise, and then they can preach this mission to whole world. He used to tell that Bombay is my office. Mayapur is my Sadhan Bhumi. Sadhan Bhumi means place of Sadhan Bhajan. And my home is where? And that is why in the end he came in Vrindavan. And he took Samadhi in his home in Golok Vrindavan. In Vrindavan. I don't know why he was so much pleased to me that he always used to love me so much. And I have so much occasions that I have served him fully. And that is why he was very much attracted to me. And he gave, it was my fortune that he gave me so much orders to serve him. he told his last service. What service? Oh, put me in samadhi. By your own hand. There were so many god brothers of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, of various scholar and very high class of. And there were about more than 100 GBC and all others, very qualified. I was not qualified. I was third class fail person. Never joined university, never anything. But he only third class fail, you know?
Yeah.
Class 3 fail. But he had so much faith on me, and he ordered me and requested me that you should by your nose and keep it in my samadhi. And I followed his instructions. He also told me that you should try to help my devotees. I brought them, but I could not train them so much. Then I told all. I called Tamal Krishna Brahmananda Bharti and so many Bhagavan, Kirtanananda, also all. I told that don't quarrel after his departure. You should not think that he is damned, going to die, and he will die. A guru like him never dies. Always in this world, eternal they are. So if you want to serve him, you should try to preach his mission over whole world. What he wanted. So this, don't quarrel with for position, for name fame, for wealth, for disciples. I know that after a high class of acharya, some quarrels, some problems comes. But I think that you are qualified persons, you should not quarrel for all this. Try to give respect to all the disciples of Swami, whether they are senior or junior. You should be very liberal to all. And then you can protect his mission, otherwise you can destroy his whole mission. I know that you have learned something, how to make money. I know. He has trained you all. How very easily, in a moment, you can make so much money. But I think that you will have to learn more what are his intrinsic mood. Why he descended from that world here? What was his mission? You should try to understand. I think his mission was same as Mahaprabhu's. For anarpit charin thira, this mission. And he did it through Sankirtan. So he also did it, you know, Kirtan, but really not Kirtan from heart, pure name. If pure name is there, a man is totally changed. Love and affection for all, even for creepers, for trees and everything comes. There will be no quarrel. And then you will be trina dapi suni chena taro rapi sahishnuna amanina manudena kirtan. Then I will think that, now you have known his internship mode and his work. Follow. But if they are, even there is time, if they will honor all devotees, I think that all will return. But if they are not giving honor or respect to the devotees, anyone cannot join them. Even a dog knows. If he will call, two, 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 he will come like this. So all can understand. If you have bhakti in your heart, honor for all devotees. As Rupa Goswami has told, jasya Krishna, Krishna ki jasya garing tang mana sadriyeta.
dikshasti cheta pranata bhishya. Like this. We should try to honor all. And then they will be trained. Then anyone will not fall. Otherwise, falling, all are going to fall. If anyone has a strong personality like him, serving Gurudev and preaching like that, then all will be very high class of devotees. Someone tells that Jadurani, Vrindavan Vilasini, oh, they have left their Gurudev. They are bogus person. But I think, oh, they are more qualified than any of them. They can preach, they are preaching, glorifying their Gurudev more than anyone. They cannot fall down. I know. They are in line. But they are not realizing. Anyhow, this day, he took renounce order from here and he preached whole world in couple of years that we cannot see anywhere else. He was one of the arm of Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur and they liked it. They have predicted what? That very soon prachar hoive sarvatra mohana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, oh, I think new coming years, couple of years, 4,000 of Western devotees keeping their Shikha and Tulsi Mala chanting Hare Krishna. They will join Indian devotees and both will dance and sing together. Gaur Praman. And that we are seeing everywhere. Gaur Pramanande. Now we should.
I have a question.
What question?
You said that you, like our Prabhupada, gives concessions sometimes to the Westerners, like about carrots and other things. So my question is that if you give a concession, does that mean they don't get a sinful reaction from taking it? Or do they still get the sinful reaction? So what's the meaning?
For you all, those who are senior and with me, I think that they are devotees here, Vrindavan Vasini. So no concession for you. But for newcomers, to give them some inspiration, I give some concession. Not to you, Vrindavan Vilasini and all
does
others.
That mean there's no reaction
to nothing. Those who are chanting, remembering, this is the thing. So we should try to chant and remember in the line and all other things will come automatically. So Mahamantra Hare Krishna is prominent. Radha and Krishna himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And rest will come. And if we are Sadachari, with Sadachar, we are chanting, remembering, very soon we will achieve the goal. He is giving blessing, showering his blessing to all who are coming. Anyhow he will come. Those who left Eskom, now he is very happy that again they are joining this movement. What is the meaning of Eskom? Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita matit yadi kuto api labhyate tatra laulama pamulya mekalam koti janma sukritir nanta. If anyone is following this principle, then he is a SCON member. Otherwise not. Then what is he is member of? What? Not a SCON.
It's gone.
So we should try to know his mood. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kuto api yadi labhyate tatra lau. Who has greed to serve Radha and Krishna, conjugal, then he is ISKCON member. Otherwise no. If anyone is falling down, he was never ISKCON and he never fall down. So any ISKCON devotee cannot fall down, I know. Gaur Pramana.
Now you are saying.